a phone calls one for you this week.
That's right. We're here in New York and Meatball is heated. Why?
Our guest came a little bit late, but at least you made it, right?
There's no one here. We got stood up.
In New York.
Concrete jungles where your dreams are trashed and dashed.
Absolutely.
And ruined because your guest didn't show up.
So we're taking voicemails, we're talking about weird stuff, and getting a couple digs in on someone that didn't show up. And it's up to you to guess who it is.
That's right. We've never said her name, nor did we believe
it. Not once.
Not once.
No. I feel very Saint-Tropez. I'm done.
M.
Oh.
Mom!
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy seconds.
Oh, diva. Our number is 213. Okay, 536. Work, bitch. 51. No, 9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you fucks, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds. We're bigger than Meatball. Meatball, nice big deer fur.
I want to talk about New York.
New York!
I think the acoustics are better in New York.
I think they are, too. Should we move here?
Now, you were just saying...
If I had money...
You were
money,
just tooting your little horn about...
If I had money and could have a car and live in Brooklyn, I would move here.
Why don't you become bi-coastal? You want to do... What if you
because
did...
Because I like spending so much money in L.A.
The thing about me is I'm addicted to spending
if
money
maybe the,
in
if
L.A.
If the writers strike and the Screen Actors Guild striking would maybe lift and I could get a couple extra jobs, then I would be bi-coastal.
Because imagine this. Let me paint you a picture.
Imagine dragons. You know?
Imagine dragons. They shoot fire out of
their
mouth.
They shoot fire out of their mouth.
Speaking of this, Big Red. Okay, think about this. What if you were to throw a fat slut in New York once a month?
Once a month?
Right. And so what if your full job, come on this journey with me, was a fat slut in L.A. and a fat slut in New York, and you would just bounce back and forth? Honey, that's how you get that first class, and you'll become a million miler.
Well, did you hear? I know we're not going to talk about flights and travel.
We're not going to talk about physically being on the flight, but what'd you do? Is there alcohol in there?
No, there's no alcohol in it, but it's not good. No, I've never. Will you please sip it?
No.
Just sip it.
No.
Just sip it.
But this is the thing when people like fart really bad or burp super gross.
Why would you bring up farting? Like, neither one of us do that. I've been tooting up in the studio. I'm sorry, Tobin. I've been really stinking her up.
And people do that, and then they go like, oh, smell it. I'm not trying to drink your bad drink.
But would you smell someone's underwear?
If I liked them. Okay, this is the risk, though. This is the risk with people, like hot people, who sell their underwear online.
What if it stinks?
Yeah. You know, we talk about this all the time. You have pheromones, right? Like, you have it's why people are, like, attracted to one another, connect, or when they say, like, love at first sight, like, they're talking about these pheromones that in your body you're like, we click. What if you really click with this person on their OnlyFans page or on their X page, you feel me? And
Twitter.
Twitter, on their Twitter page.
You know, for the longest, maybe it changed today, but if you typed in x.com, it took you to twitter.com. So even though you changed the name, it was just a
girl, link. That whole thing is a mess.
Girl, yeah, of course it's a mess. Well, let's talk about going to space again.
Well,
What's going on up there? What
if you find someone like really attractive and then you order their underwear and you get it and you're like, this is the rankest smell?
How about even worse? What if you find someone super attractive on that, you set up a hookup with them and it's awful?
Well, let's talk about it. You ready?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Let's talk about it. I think I'm about to hook up with an OnlyFans actor and my biggest fear is that it's going to be awful.
You scheduled one?
Maybe. We'll talk about that on a different episode.
No, I want to talk about it right now.
We'll talk about it. Well, it hasn't been scheduled. It's in the works. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
so you said.
We're in pre-pro.
Pre-pro.
On the hookup.
Have you done a little spreadsheet?
On what I need done and what I will do for them? No, we haven't yet.
No, on scheduling.
Oh, no, I know when they're available, so I just need to figure out when I am.
So now you're scheduling sex. I see. The kettle.
Well, for some of the things that I want to do, there will need to be some scheduling.
There will be douche. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have so much fiber, it's going to come out rock hard, Tobin.
Hi, Big Dipper. This is Herschel. I'm a long-time listener. Just wanted to let you guys know that I just kicked the hookup out of my house because he didn't look quite as good as I thought he was. But that was like, okay, so I let him come out. But then he smelled really bad. And I was like, no, you know what, Big Dipper and Meatball would want me to just end this right now. Take back my power and kick this man out. So I did that. I just took a shower and brushed my teeth because he smelled bad and his breath smelled like ass. And I want you guys to know you gave me the confidence. Bye-bye.
Do you feel like we've been doing a public service here for people like Herschel all over the planet?
Again, I think before every hookup, unless it is explicitly, like the conversation is explicitly like, come post-gym unshowered, unbathed, unbrushed, unkempt.
Unbrushed?
Teeth.
That's what you do with the wig?
Yep. You know, there's a lot of things you can leave in LA on a trip when you know you're supposed to be in drag a lot. You can just leave the good drag there. Now... I think that you should brush your teeth and be clean before a hookup. Like,
too.
I feel like this isn't wild. And I think that I don't understand the people that are like, you should warn the person. Be like, I'm not showered. Is it possible for me to shower at your house? You don't just show up with stanky breath. You grab a box of mints.
I don't know. We talk about stinky breath. We talk about poor hygiene.
Maybe that's my anxiety and I'm just putting it on other people. But I feel like when I am talking close up in someone's face, I'm trying to read the signals in their eyes to be like, is my breath bad? Is their breath bad?
Yes.
Like, what's going on here?
I don't know. I think ultimately it comes down to awareness. There are certain people who are not aware of those smells. There are certain people who are not aware of like a lot outside of their own physical body sphere.
Yeah.
And I think that's
a spherical body. The body sphere.
Oh, so I'm calling you.
I'm shaped like rotund.
Shaped like Dr. Kool-Aid. What's his name?
Mr. Kool-Aid? The Kool-Aid man.
He didn't get a doctorate? He didn't get a postgraduate degree?
He didn't get a post degree? In hydration? In diabetes.
It's more like flavor.
And flavor.
Dr. Kool-Aid.
Dr. Kool-Aid, please.
What do you think? If you were to describe the things in that drink?
It was called Mableberry.
Mabel?
Mabel? Marble.
Maple?
I don't know. Something berry. And I said, she said, it has like a little aftertaste of basil, but it's like a sweet syrup that we put on soda. And I said, that sounds delicious. How much sugar? We got to reading the bottle. It's safe for me to drink. It tastes like just basil juice. It tastes like grandpa breath. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right after he had his morning coffee and you sit on his lap and he tells you old stories about the train stations.
Oof. I'm so nervous for that time.
I feel my body, well, as we all know, I'm ready to go at any minute. I feel like I can feel that my body is shutting down on the inside. Maybe not as much as it used to, but I just feel like I'm going to be one of those real stinky old men. Like everything is going to just have an odor.
How do you combat that?
Death.
No, I mean in a real, functional, logistical way.
I think maybe probably staying extremely hydrated into your old age.
Yes, and constant, showered. Like, Listerine.
Yeah, but I've heard Listerine's not good for you to be taking all that. Sorry, everybody. Hi, we had a guest, and they're just not here, so we're just bullshitting.
We did. In true New York hookup culture fashion, we got stood up.
We got stood up.
Feels good. You think it's because of the smell?
Have you ever well, maybe she smelled it. Have you ever stood anyone up, no excuse, just block and leave? Or do you always communicate like, hey, I'm so sorry, this just wasn't it?
I don't. I don't think I answered that question right. I haven't. I feel like I always communicate. I don't think that I have the ability in me to like have gone back and forth with someone. This just happened to me recently. I was texting with a guy on Sniffies. Okay, I'll give you the full story.
You better.
At Drain Your Nut 3 out at the warehouse.
The third.
I told this the beginning
back
of
Back in the Habit.
I told the beginning of this story where there was like that older man mm-hmm. in the boxer shorts who pulled his fat dick out when I was like, oh, I'm working. Otherwise, I would. Mm-hmm. Well, because I had advertised the party on Sniffies through both a real account and then also my like a party account and then my personal account.
Double accounts on Sniff.
I was talking to him again, but I don't think that he knew it was me. So we were going back and forth. And
sneaky little lady?
No, my pictures were up, but I don't think that he clocked. It was like, hi, I'm the guy from the clothes check that you pulled your dick out for.
Okay.
So we're going back and forth, and he lives like 20 miles from me. He was going to drive to my house to get a blowjob.
And lately we've heard that they may not be worth the 20-mile drive.
They're worth it. That man that said I gave him a toothy blowjob was slanderous. I have given toothy blowjobs in the past. At the end of a really long day, or when the dick is too girthy, and also by request. Some people
want that nibble.
They like a little chew. Charleston chew. Charleston chew, that is. I'm done. Okay. So the man, he messaged me on Sniffies. We had gone back and forth. On Friday, we said, tomorrow's the day. He said, perfect. He said, I'm going to come see you. I said, great. We agreed on a time. I sent him my address. We'd exchange face pictures. Like, the whole thing was a go. And then, you know me, I like to do a lot of scheduling. Mm-hmm. So the morning, someone like had to nudge something. I think we were recording a podcast. It became a busy day. And I said, hey, can you get here by 12:30 instead of 1 o'clock? Because I have to leave, you know what, by 1:30. An hour for a blowjob is plenty of time.
Yeah, I'd hope.
And he said, let's just forget the whole thing, and blocked me. We had been messaging for like 3 weeks.
Over 30 minutes?
And I communicated to him. I was like, hey, some stuff got busy with work. I now have to leave my apartment at 1:30. And he was like, just forget it.
That's insane to me. That's absolutely insane to me.
So that's why I don't ever block people when I'm gonna like stand them up. I like give them the heads up. I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna make it. And then I don't block and run away. I'm like available to tell them why.
20 miles for a blowjob, though. I don't know. I would need something special. I'd need like a massage before, you know?
Some people drive that much on a daily basis, especially in California, but not here in...
Not in New York!
How big is the island? Not even 20 miles. 8 miles. 8 miles of lovely and 1 mile across.
When you used to live here...
But we're in Brooklyn.
We're in Brooklyn.
We should take a break. Let's take a break and then ask me a question.
Okay.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
And we're back. When you used to live here...
Say word.
Where'd you live?
Right up the street.
Okay. Did East, you ever... Shut up. Did
East
you...
Williamsburg.
Shut up. Shut up. Did you ever do the thing where you like walk from the top of Manhattan...
No, I want to
all
so
the
bad.
Way down to the bottom? We should have scheduled it. We should have vlogged doing
but
that on
Sunday. But
I don't
have
like
my
Sunday.
New York muscles for that.
I here's the thing about New York, baby. I think the muscles come to you when you need them. It's just like when you're on tour, the energy comes when you need it, but you're asleep for
energy
the
up? In, Mark?
Mark, energy,
energy
Mark,
up?
Energy up. High energy. But it's Dan. But I think it'll come to you. I think if we got all the
we
way
could
up
do
to
it
the
like
top
today.
Point and we're like we could walk all
who
the way down.
Who are you
down.
Saluting? Wells
the Statue
Fargo.
Of Liberty.
Wells
well, I know
Fargo
she's down at the bottom to the right. So maybe, I don't know, someone out there.
And who, ma'am, might I ask, are you saluting?
The Statue of Liberty. You did you know you could see her from space?
No.
That's not true. Oh. It's like the Great Wall of China. You can't really see it from space.
It's a squiggle. I think we could have done it today. Like, I arrived yesterday. I think we could have done the walk today, and then I just would have been dead for the rest of the trip.
Oh. I didn't see you as a person that, like, really... I can go. I'm the Energizer Bunny, baby.
But my legs and feet would be so sore after an eight-mile walk.
Oh, I guess my legs and feet are just used to being sore.
From
wearing heels all the time for, like, 5 hours straight.
I love that for you.
I love that for you. Next call. You ever been so mad at a bitch you've never met?
Is that who you feel right now?
Yeah.
Seething.
To cancel on Sloppy Seconds Takes New York.
All right.
They didn't even cancel. They just didn't show up. We booked this beautiful pink dance studio with three windows, six mirrors, and a baby grand piano. I got three cameras going, seven lights. You didn't have the decency to say, sorry, I'm not going to make it. Kill yourself.
Hi, I was wondering if either of you have seen the clip that is going viral on Gay Bear Twitter right now of that chubby white, like, gainer guy who drinks a cup full of Orbeez. You know, the, like... beads that expand when exposed to water.
Mm-hmm.
I
that?
Would love it
yes,
if you guys interviewed him or also like got a doctor to kind of weigh in on like what the fuck is going to happen to someone's body when they like consume that, you know, because like I would imagine that like kids fucking will like ingest one every once in a while, but a whole cup full of these is crazy. Wait, well, yeah, I'm going to see if I can send it to you guys with the text feature.
Oh!
Okay, thank you.
Have you seen this video?
I've watched this video. I have intel from somebody because this person who drank it made OnlyFans videos to show what happened. And I said, I'm not subscribing to the OnlyFans. But, yeah, that's the video of him drinking two glasses of Orbeez.
Oh, my God. His belly is huge. Is he alive?
And they're going to expand. He is alive. He did poop them out. The internet kept coming for him being like, this is so dangerous. What you're doing is dangerous. His response was a 22-minute video.
I see
22 it. Minutes. That's a sitcom. That's a television sitcom of him saying, be nice to me. Stop. They're non-toxic, which I will say, Orbeez are non-toxic, but you know what else is non-toxic? School glue. You don't see people going around drinking two fucking canisters of school glue. These things absorb water and expand in size.
His belly.
I know. He's big on the gainer scene.
Bro, he looks...
Listen,
I don't
okay with people doing...
That
I'm okay with
painful.
People doing whatever they want to do, but
he said that he did the right amount of research. That stuff cannot be good
for you.
What's
the research? What is there? Where's a published medical journal on how to consume Orbeez?
I don't know, but let me read this that we got from a listener who wanted to talk about this. The whole danger is that they can cause intestinal blockage, which can lead to death.
Yeah, but this guy pooped him out. I think this is like also like, you know, if you eat too many raw chia seeds, it can turn to cement inside of your body because they absorb so much water.
I did not know that.
So when you eat chia seeds, like more than a tablespoon, you're supposed to drink like a gallon of water basically so that they can pass through you. This is that. So when it gets inside you, they'll absorb all the moisture in you. So he hopefully was drinking a bunch of water. Apparently he did shit them out. And I mean, that's it. I messaged him on his thing and I was like, hey, did you poop out the Orbeez or what? And he just liked it. He didn't respond. Isn't that gross?
Well, he's having his moment, you know? People are coming at him from every angle. He's got to choose who he responds to.
Yeah, I'm sure his OnlyFans show up account for, you know? Went.
So he just gave the double tap and liked it.
Confirmed. That's what I love. A text that says confirmed. And then not doing the con. This is delicious.
So what are the things to me that I have enjoyed about being back in New York? I got a turkey sandwich from a bodega.
Okay.
Love.
Slay.
I took the train. The trains keep getting better when you're in from out of town and worse if you live here. Like, when I lived here, not all the trains had, like, the signs that said where you...
Oh, where you're going where with you're the little light-up dot telling you which direction you're going in either? No, baby. You used to get on there, you had a paper map and a prayer.
Hope. Hope and pray.
And when I first moved here, the amount of times I got on the wrong direction.
Yeah, it helps you learn. And, like, kind of in L.A., like, I think the L.A. equivalent of that is, like, whether or not you're going to follow the like Google Maps or Waze like shortcut on your journey during rush hour. Because sometimes they'll be like, you can shave 3 minutes, which is actually nothing, if you cut through this neighborhood. But what they don't tell you is at the end of that like 3 minute shortcut, you have to make a left turn onto an absolutely packed
road. Los Feliz Boulevard.
Onto Los Feliz Boulevard. That's what they really try to get you with. And so I feel like the equivalent.
No, what they don't tell you is at the end of that street is an old haunted house. And you have to go in there and talk to this old lady witch who looks a lot like Jiggly Caliente. And she will not give you any answers.
And you're just like, well, I guess
I just have to sit here and talk.
I guess it's spooky ookie season here in this haunted house.
Yeah.
So I think like the equivalent of riding a subway with like no real understanding of where it's going is like, you know, do I take the shortcut or not take the shortcut on Google Maps?
Well, I haven't had the chance to ride the subway yet since I got here.
Oh, what's the train?
No, the people that I'm staying with own a car.
Oh.
So everything that we go to, they're like, yeah, let's just hop in and drive to.
Now, hold on a second.
I don't know if it's faster. It's
more comfortable.
It's definitely more comfortable. I'm not going up and down stairs. I just get to, like, step into the car and then go to the
location. How do cars work?
I think, well, depending on which kind of car, because electric ones run on electricity.
Oh.
But then the gas ones, it's a combustion engine.
Wait, side note, I'm renting a car recently for a trip, and like the cheaper option is the electric car.
Because you're going to have to charge it.
I know. And so part of me was like, oh, I should like be a good person and like rent the electric
car.
Because
then you'll probably fill it up once and you'll be fine.
And so I was like, oh, what should I do? And I think I got the electric car, but I researched where the charging stations were around.
Girl.
And it said one charger's worth. You own an electric car.
I know, but I'm just, as a person that owns one, I'm warning you, that's not going to be fun.
To go charge it?
To go charge it, because every charging station has its own fucking culture and how to do it, and you can't.
Are there charging stations here in Brooklyn and stuff? Yes. The answer is yes. A few. Some. Me? No. I don't have one. I don't have a charge. No.
So where are you? But you know, you can plug it into just like a wall at whatever Airbnb you're
not
staying.
Not where I'm staying. At. Okay. Through the window into the kitchen Airbnb. Jack up their electric price. Okay, where I'm staying right now, can't figure it out. They have all smart things. Like all the lights are like smart lights, and the doors are smart doors, and the toilet's a smart toilet. And you're just, I'm sort of like, I thought I was going to be staying with friends for the week.
Yeah.
And then I like landed and they were like, here's the code to the lockbox and the whatever. We get back in 5 days. And I'm like, oh, I'm just here alone.
Wow. I would like that.
I mean, it's enjoyable because we have to work so much.
Yeah.
But
this
like,
is a work trip. And my friends keep on being like, what are we doing tonight? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to bed because I have to get up and get into makeup again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know how to work a smart house. Because they're not smart enough yet to have the talking robot to explain everything to you.
Yeah, they don't have like, hey, Siri, play Big Dipper.
People hate when we do that.
Okay, it didn't do it.
I guess you didn't enunciate well.
Well, I guess you're not well-known enough by Miss Siri. She could click it in, you know what I mean? Next call. Have you ever been this mad?
I've been upset before.
Hey, just calling in to say that the talk is still very much open. It's still on the in the East Village. Used to be second, maybe you and Meatball, who I think has been to New York before. This is directly at the breakup. Maybe Meatball remembers when it was the Cock, Woody's, and the bar that I miss the most, Urge. The Go-Go Boys in your face. But yeah, Cock's still there. If you want to get pickpocketed and get some head, I guess. All right. See ya at Golden Room. Bye.
Here's something.
Here's the. You know what? Okay, let me just get a couple things out. What a true New York call. Didn't want to stop for the sirens. Just said, you live with it. That's why everyone in this fucking city talks so goddamn loud. They're always yelling over everything that's wrapped around them. You can't like have a moment of silence. Two, I just want everyone to know I knew that the Cock was still open. I just wasn't willing to fight about it.
Oh, and I said it was close.
You were the one who said it was close, so we got all these calls and texts,
Boomer
and I was like,
didn't like that.
I was like, I'm 100% sure they just moved further up 2nd or 3rd Avenue.
Well, you should have been more than 100% sure.
You know what I was 100% sure about? That an Instagram stranger taking your boyfriend to see Beyonce is weird, and everyone called in and said that. And I would just like to reiterate that I never said that he was cheating. I just said that that's cheater behavior. And a lot of people came into our inbox being like, that is cheater behavior. And we got a call about it where someone said, listen, you can do all you can tonight to prevent whatever's going to happen in the future happening by going and sitting in their house and making sure that they don't go to the club with them. But that doesn't mean that in a week from now, he's not going to have his dick down that other person's throat. Now, I'm not putting that out there to say that that is what's going to happen. Again, I am just saying, if you have never met someone and the first thing that they do is invite you to a Beyonce concert, knowing good goddamn well that you have a boyfriend, they're trying to suck your dick. Next call. That is sneaky weird behavior!
Okay, I believe it. I mean, I think the world is full of gray areas, and this might be one.
It would make sense if they were friends at all, or like knew each other at all beforehand. End of list.
Okay, I'm with you. I support
you. But you're
it.
The type of person that hangs out with strangers, and it's different because, unfortunately, you're an international recording artist who's well known. So hanging out with a fan or a friend or someone that you like just met through the internet is a different experience. Unless this person is some sort of Instagram celebrity, which I don't think they are, it's weird.
Okay. I've told this story a long time ago and I want to bring it up because it's absolutely wild.
Bring it up!
Okay.
It only happens once in New York, you know?
What does?
I don't know. Getting stood up.
So I went on an international gig and everything was
Canada
like...
Canada or across the pond?
Across the pond. Okay. It was in, you know, oh God, I think I did tell the story recently. Anyways, I'll just, you stop me if you've heard it.
Okay. Heard it. I'm just kidding.
And so I get over there and everything, like the hotel I'm in is super nice. The gig turned out to be sort of meh. Mm-hmm. Like, it was in the basement of some place, and I, like, stood on a bench. Okay. But, like, the payment was nice. The flight was taken care of. The communication around everything was great. And the guy who was hosting me said, whatever you want to see, I'll help you. I'll take you. I can offer you a bunch of things. Like, we can go on a beautiful, like, cruise of, like, the lake or the... I guess it was sort of like a gulf or whatever. And we can go to this little island and have lunch and I can walk you through this area. And I was like, all sounds great. I've never been here before. Let's do it. I'm trying to be a little vague to protect the person I'm about to drag. and so he was just so awkward with me because he like liked my music so much. My videos, sorry. Mm. He liked my videos so much. And he was kind of like nervous and shy around me. But there was nothing to talk about. And so like I would make some small talk with him and then like the conversation would just die. And we hung out 2 days in a row, mostly silent.
I would kill myself.
And I kind of let it go on. And I got to a certain point where I was just like, I'm uninterested in saying anything else to this person. And I'm on like a kind of once at that point, I was like once in a lifetime work trip that I can turn into like a pleasurable trip.
Yeah.
So like, I want to sightsee and I want to do stuff.
I'd rather go alone.
So, but I like, he had like organized this whole thing. So I just like went along and like took pictures and like tried to have a good time. But then it was just like kind of with this wet blanket the entire time. And I didn't do much to uplift the scenario. I just sort of like contributed nothing. But I was like, the first couple of conversations we had were like nothing. So what am I going to do? So we did like, I think on the second day after he like came to pick me up for brunch, I was like, you know, I met some friends who I like met off of Scruff. And I was like, I'm just going to hang out with them. And he was like, okay. And then I did the gig that night. I met a really hot guy who I fucked in the hotel. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. The party and the guys off Scruff were really fun. But like the majority of that weekend European trip was like silent. With a stranger.
I couldn't do it. I would do the opposite and just over talk. I would just like constantly be talking, being like thoughts, asking so many questions, being like, are you having a good time? Instead of thinking like, this is my trip.
It was like so awkward and didn't know what to do.
Check the phone again, see.
Let's take a break. Okay.
Let's take a break. We're gonna take a break on that one.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
We're
back. Ooh, you know what I mean?
It is.
When you hear it, you like it.
Perfect weather in New York right now.
Oh, it's the best.
It's like there's a crispness in the air that you only get like Midwest to East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a warmth that only happens in the sort of like summer fall moment.
And then there's the cool dry evenings.
Yes.
That you can only get here in New York. And then the garbage smell that I'm thinking will probably come tonight. Wednesday is trash day here, right?
Yeah, I think we might start to get the waft coming in soon. I
haven't seen a rat yet, though.
I saw one immediately after I got out of the car last night. I was like, well, Meatball was right. The rats are back.
They're everywhere. And so are the, what are those bugs? The red bugs.
Beetles?
No. They've taken over. No. They're spotted and they're red. Lanterns. Lantern bugs.
Lantern flies.
Lantern fly? I've seen a lot of those.
What's the name of the rat czar? What's her name?
I don't know, but I just listened to her on a podcast. She's very funny.
I mean, you'd have to be funny to take on the title of rat czar.
And did you know the only way to get rid of all the rats is to use trash cans? That's the solution. They said, we're going to put trash cans out again.
What's the last name? Karate? Korati.
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Korati. I think I understand Kathleen's idea.
Well, because for the longest time, I know exactly what her idea is that they used to use trash cans with the bin lid, the metal ones. Then they started just putting them in plastic, all the garbage in the plastic and throwing that on the street. The rats could rip into it. And then that became a huge thing for forever.
Yeah, because their smell is strong.
And their teeth are strong, too. And
they're hell of a cook, though, let me tell you. You ever had a ratatouille made by a rat?
I mean, no, but I've had one pull my hair. And I've made a ratatouille.
What an insane concept for
a film. Do you remember the Bee Movie? It was a movie where Gerald Seinfeld played a bee.
I've never seen it. Have you?
Oh, it's wild. This woman wants to fuck a bee. It's a children's movie about a lady wanting to fuck a bee. An hour and a half long.
The world is a vampire.
And I'm going to fuck that bee.
Diva?
Hi. Hello. Hello. Hi, you sloppy. Oh, no. I'm not good at... Anyways, hi. I just came back from... I have a little story. I came back from Ray Dalton's Pornification here in Houston, Texas. Actually heard of it from the pod, fan of the pod. Yeah, it was really wild. This was my first ever sex party. I was going there just to like, oh, this is a terrible voicemail. Oh no, I hate this. Oh no. Okay, bye.
We didn't even get to what happened.
You abandoned ship. We want to know.
We want to know what happened.
At fornification.
And didn't he say Lee Dawson? It was Ray Dalton.
Ray Dalton, Hogmaster Ray Dalton. I'm so curious. You know, I almost bought a ticket to Southern Decadence.
We should go.
To go to Ray Dalton's fornication party.
I want to go because I hear it's so much fun.
Yeah, we should go next year. It's the first weekend of September. Unfortunately, this year, that weekend, we went and saw Beyonce.
Beyonce, Beyonce. Ooh.
So it didn't really line up
for
that to happen.
But that was that was better, probably.
Yeah, that was a decadent enough for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe a decadent. Press play on the next call.
Here we go.
As somebody who sits down to pee regularly and also shits a lot and also is not afraid to do so in public, have you ever sat down on a public toilet and your dick hits the front of the inside of the toilet bowl? And have you also thought about how many other disgusting fucking dicks have touched that exact spot?
Yes.
And it's not where the water runs over when you flush the toilet. It's above the rim. Should we be washing our dicks as well as our hands when we leave the bathroom? Because that's kind of fucking disgusting if you think about it, right? Is that gay?
Do you remember the film? Do you remember the film Above the Rim?
No.
It's like a basketball film in the late 90s.
Okay. I'm not a basketball person.
Well, it was like more of like a rom-com based around the idea of basketball.
Okay, but do you remember the movie On the Line? Which is kind of a rom-com.
That's a Friday night for you, baby. About, you stay on the line.
I stay railed up. It's about Lance Bass falling in love with a woman on a train in Chicago.
Do you think they made that film specifically as propaganda because they knew he was gay and they were trying to not let him be publicly gay?
Probably. But also, is that Now, also, I think that they do things like from Justin to Kelly. That was a weird one. Whatever happened to Justin Guarini?
Well, he reps Dr. Pepper now.
That's not him.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
The like little singing guy?
That's Justin Guarini?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we be washing our dicks? Absolutely. I give mine a rinse before anyone puts it in their mouth or like plays with it or anything, just yeah, like on the daily basis. But I don't sit down to pee in public.
Yeah, I don't sit down to pee in public, and I'll tell you.
Can you get an STD by touching the toilet? Like, I know that that's like a thing and that you can't get like crabs or whatever, but I feel like a sustained...
crabs or whatever?
Yeah, because that I feel like has to be like a lot of contact and yeah, rubbing. But
well,
like
the crab has to crawl.
It's got to get from one
it's
to the
like
other.
It's like a tightrope. It has to crawl from one pube over to the
other. And to the other one, yeah. And it has to have some sort of disturbance because they like to hang out by the root.
Disturbance?
Like it has to be like rubbed to be like, oh, let me move.
The rub.
The rub.
So I, one thing that I do when I use a public toilet is.
Stay above the rim.
I float above the rim. Yeah. No. I put toilet paper down.
Yes, of course. But you can't put toilet paper in the front, can you?
I put toilet paper in the front.
Well, because you know those the toilet seat covers where you're supposed to pull one?
I don't use that.
That thing hangs down in the front to prevent you. I use two of those, and then I'll put toilet seat on.
The hard part about a toilet seat cover...
Is to pull it without ripping?
It's to pull it without ripping so the hole is open, and it makes me think, are you supposed to shit on that, and that drops it into the toilet? Exactly. That's insane.
That's exactly how that's supposed to work.
What?
Who invented that?
Why would it be that way?
Why can't it be like those public restrooms in LA where it just like shoots water, like in between uses, it just like shoots hot water everywhere. And then you open it up and you're like, why is everything wet?
I just want a machine that's like a vacuum. And you just put it on your hole.
Like a milker.
And it just sucks everything out of you. And then it gives you a nice wash and it spanks you on your way out. Invent that, Judy Jetson.
Can bidets be normalized more? Bitch. Can everyone have a bidet, please?
In every bathroom.
In every bathroom.
How about a dryer?
I'm staying with people
that
don't have a bidet. Most people don't have a bidet. So anytime I'm at a hotel, anytime I'm staying anywhere that doesn't have a bidet, I just feel like my butt is not as clean as it could be.
Currently?
You think you're walking around with Dookie in them drawers?
It's October, and I'm spending the month of October in upstate New York.
And upstate.
And I can guarantee you there are no bidets to be found in any of the bathrooms I'm using. And I will be gone from my bidet in Los Angeles for 8 weeks.
I would have brought it.
Please reach out to me and let me know that you support me. Because what I'm doing after every shit is putting soap and water on my hands and I am scrubbing my butthole. I can guarantee you that.
Are you really doing that?
If it's a midday shit and I'm in my like my room where I'm staying, I will scrub.
This morning I took a shower and then took a shit and took another shower.
I would have done the same.
Because I need my butthole to be, feel clean.
Yeah, we have amazing guests here today.
Yeah, she's somewhere.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We're
back!
All right, here is a voicemail.
Hi, you sloppy little fuck. So, I'm also a drag queen, and I just got done with a show, and I'm wasted. Thank God for free alcohol for performers. But I just want to know, are we recapping season 5 of...
No, I meant they're going to want to stop taking full advantage of the alcohol.
The performer?
Yeah.
Why?
It gets dangerous when a bar doesn't have a limit.
Name names.
No, I mean, I just, me, I'm names. Yeah. I've been saying, like, as a performer, if there's no limit and you don't have any self-control, you'll just stay at the bar until they close and just drink all night because it's free alcohol, which yeah, is, like, why most drag queens start drag is, like, be at a bar, get attention, and drink for free.
I love that you know that about yourself so much that you can say, I'm here to get attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't Yeah. I mean, that's why you dance around. You don't do it for the love of the music.
I do it for the art. I do it for
Well, then you better start producing some art, because all I'm seeing is you shaking that little dick around on stage.
Wow. Not my acorn.
I thought you called it a mushroom.
Mushroom.
I mean, part of it is I like performing. I like being in front of people and talking. That's, like, fun for me. So that's why I do it. And because it was the free alcohol. But what I will say is, when they give you those double tequila sodas, you're going to need to only want one or two of those. Because you can't be living like
that. Yeah, because then all of a sudden you're going to fall, and someone's going to film it, and then Meatball's going to repost it 1,000 times on her Instagram.
Yeah, and it's just not going to... Well, then you'll get a lot of followers, probably. So maybe do that.
Here's the rest of that voicemail.
Is thank God for free alcohol for performers. But I just want to know, are we recapping season 5 of Dragula? And if we are, can we get like a full series again like we did last season? Because I'm ready for it. Love you, fucks. Goodbye.
Now, here's an idea.
The rub? What? Put it on a paywall? Make them pay for it?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, we could. We could maybe gauge interest.
Text us a thumbs up.
A thumbs up and a vampire face if you do want us to do Dragula recaps.
And a thumbs down and an X.
No, they should both be vampires.
Oh, because then we know what it's about.
Because then we know what it's about.
Okay.
Thumbs up, vampire, yes. Thumbs down, vampire, no.
And we'll let you know if we're doing season 5 recaps. I heard the direction is new.
Yes, apparently the Boulets are in charge of everything this season, so there's no outside forces telling them kind of what to do. Which... could be good or bad. I promise this time I'll be like less cunty about the Boulets and just talk about it like it's a show.
I'll see it when I believe it.
Did she just message?
No, I just said that backwards.
I'll believe it when I see it. I'll see it when I believe it.
I literally slept for 90 minutes.
What's today? You could have slept last night.
I did sleep last night, but I'm just saying, I pulled an all-nighter like I was in college before I flew.
You can't do that.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe, like, at 2 in the morning, emailing my accountant, like a huge email and a spreadsheet. And I was like, well, this is done. And, like, I felt like God's energy working through me, like, because I had so much to do before I left.
This is why you can't do drugs, because I feel like you'd find it fun to do, like, a little bit of cocaine and then do your taxes.
What's wrong with that?
Hi, Big Dipper. Hi, Meatball. It is your local bisexual Canadian fan here, longtime listener of the pod, and I have a question.
Okay.
So a while back, I was at the Black Eagle Toronto, and I'm not really a frequenter of the black or dark rooms and the mazes. Like, I get really stressed.
The Eagle in Toronto, for whatever reason, is called the Black Eagle. But it's just like the leather bar.
But it's still mostly white people?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I saw your face go and I just wanted to clarify. And then he just tried to call the dark rooms the black rooms.
Okay.
Sir.
So when random hands are touching me, but I locked eyes with this really, really cute guy. And, you know, I'll spare the details, but we essentially started hooking up and making out and whatever, whatever. And so he turns to me and he says, do you want to fuck? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do it. And then there was this really awkward moment where we just both stood there with our dicks out. And he was like, are you going to bend over? Are you going to turn around? And I was like, oh, you meant fuck me. I'm a top. Sorry. I'm not going to do that. And he was like, oh, I'm a top as well. And so it was this strange situation, which, you know, this is in brackets on the side, but two tops can totally have fun. It was just a weird situation in the moment. So then we just, whatever, gave each other handies and kissed and whatever, until finally he was like, I can't take it. I gotta just let you go. And I'm like, okay, cool. And so, you know, he turned around, and of course the Eagle has lube everywhere, so that was easy enough to access. And so we got to fucking, and all I can say is that was, like, one of the most hottest experiences. Was like, someone saying, oh my gosh, you know, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do this. That very porn star thing, you know, I've never done this before. So afterwards, I'm telling all my friends about it. And I'm like, yeah, it was so incredibly hot. Like, it was so spur of the moment. We just kind of went with it. And they all started making fun of me and laughing at me. And they're like, girl, he wasn't no top. That was the bottom. That was the bottom trying to get dick. So my question is, what do you think? Like, am I allowed to believe the fantasy, or I guess believe what he said was real?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Is it the case where my friends are telling the truth and this was someone who is no stranger to anal sex and just wanted to sort of create an illusion for me? Thoughts? Goodbye.
Okay. Here's the thing.
You could do it shorter next time, but great story, and thank you for all the detail. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought that was a great story. I was enthralled. I'm engorged, too. Now, what do you think?
I think your friends are probably right. And I think if you're calling in to let us know that this was, like, some hot sex, that means his butthole did not smell like doo-doo, which means he prepared. And so, therefore, if he's douching out and, like, fully prepared to fuck in the back room, either he's a super clean top who just wants to feel good and clean and ready for anything, but most tops I know are not ready to be versed at any moment.
That, I believe, is true. I think that that's true. I think that this person fully douched and was, like, ready to go from the beginning.
But also... How amazing the acting on that guy.
Well, we don't know. It could have been really bad.
No, but to be like, let's fuck, and then be like, what are you going to do? I'm supposed to fuck you.
But I just feel like this could be one of those situations where, like, yes, he was cleaned out and he was good to bottom, but, like, he wanted to top that person. And, like, that was his goal that night, was to top. Because there's so many times that, like, I remember going to, like, sex clubs and stuff where someone would be like...
You went to what?
Not sex clubs. Sorry, parties, that, like, the cock. Like, a long time ago when I used to go to the cock. But there would be times where people would be like, yeah, I'm only interested in topping tonight. But, like, I've fully given them a blowjob at a different time. You know what I mean?
Sure,
where they're like, they were just in the mood for that one thing. But unfortunately, or fortunately for you, you were so hot that he was like, eh, stick it in, why not?
I mean, it sounds like a hot time, and I think you get to own that fantasy completely.
But your friends are right.
I think your friends are right, but fuck what they said when you're retelling that story. Because when you're retelling that story, baby, you turn the top.
You turn that top.
Can that be a term?
Turn the top? Honey, turn the top around.
The rest of the lyric? Fuck his butt. And munch him.
Munch his butt and fuck him.
Great.
Turn the top upside down.
You go.
What are the real words?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Looking for some cunchin.
In the back of the function. Because that's the location.
The Black Eagle.
That's the location of where it took place, in the back of the function.
At the back of the function, in the black room.
At the Black Eagle.
I think that boy was at least verse.
Oh, for sure.
Because I remember a long time ago, I went to CCBC, and one of my friends was like, super only into topping, was only ever a top. But before we went to CCBC, before we were staying at the hotel down the street, we got day passes, he did a full douche, like a full... laying on the back, on his back in the bathtub with like a thing. And I was like, wait, you're gonna bottom?
What's the thing?
It's a water bladder that he hung to the shower and like gave himself a colonic irrigation, like not just douche bulbs, like fully filled up.
I am
fully released.
So impressed with bottoms from start to finish. Taking dick, preparing to take dick. I guess just those two things. But it is so impressive to me.
The two things they do.
It is so impressive to me. And once they've been doing it for so long, because at this point, you know, if I'm fucking my peers or older, it's like people who have now had 20 years experience of cleaning out.
They know their body.
Girl, they can get ready 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah. Sometimes I can do that if it's not spontaneous sex.
Yeah.
But if it is, sometimes it's 30 to 40 minutes of planning.
So you'll have to give us the full rundown after you schedule your sex.
Yeah,
with that
story is going to come out in November if it happens.
All right, I'm excited. We did it, Meatball.
We did another episode. And thank you so much to our guests for being home.
Well, and shout out to you for confirming and then not
showing
up.
And then not showing up. You know what? A boss move, really.
Actually, it moved your star meter on IMDb up a little. You know what I mean?
Ah, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds.
Live from New York!
So glad we had that special New York guest here. You can phone in with your own Fuck Talk story to 213-536.
We're right here. Right here in this beautiful pink peach New York room.
Uh-huh. Talking, that we paid for.
Talking on these loud New York microphones.
In New York.
With the sun coming through these New York skylights.
Yeah. In New York City.
Sitting at the table with our guest from?
New York!
All right.
You can call in with your own Fuck Talk story to 213.
You didn't even touch your water.
Yeah, you thirsty? 9180. You can email us at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com or whatever. Who cares? Thank you so much. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. You can follow us on our personal Instagrams at Big Dipper Jelly and Spiciest Meatball.
And if you want to get our episodes one day early, ad-free, and full video episodes like this one, behind that paywall, uncensored, you can join us on Mom Plus Gold by going to mompodcast.plus. You get monthly episodes of Sloppier Seconds. Just get a whole lot of fun stuff over there.
Oh, my God. I feel so rude. Did you want to plug anything? Oh, okay, good. Thanks so much for listening. Bye. To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcast.plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.